Phoenix Audio presents
Seventh Son by Orson Scott Card. Little Peggy was very careful with the eggs. She rooted her hand through the straw till her fingers bumped something hard and heavy. She gave no never mind to the chicken drips. After all, when folk with babies stayed at the roadhouse, Mama never even crinkled her face at their most spectacular diapers. She just pushed the straw apart, wrapped her hand around the egg, and lifted it out of the brood box. All this while standing tiptoe on a wobbly stool. Mama said she was too young for egging, but little Peggy showed her. Every day she felt in every brood box and brought in every egg, every single one. That's what she did. Everyone, she said in her mind over and over. I got to reach into everyone. Then little Peggy looked back into the corner, the darkest place in the whole coop. And there sat Bloody Mary in her brood box, looking like the devil's own bad dream, hatefulness shining out of her nasty eyes, saying, "Come here, little girl, and give me nips. I want nips a finger and nips a thumb." Most animals didn't have much heart fire, but Bloody Mary's was strong and made a poison smoke. Nobody else could see it, but little Peg could. Nobody could blame her none if she sometimes forgot to reach under Bloody Mary, who sat there like a bushwhacker waiting to kill the first folks that just tried to come by. Nobody'd get mad if she just sometimes forgot to look there. She got the egg basket inside before Mama even had the fire hit, and Mama was so pleased she let little Peggy put the eggs one by one into the cold water. Then Mama put the pot on the hook and swung it right on over the fire. Boiling eggs, you didn't have to wait for the fire to slack. You could do it smoke and all. "Peg," said Papa. That was Mama's name, but Papa didn't say it in his Mama voice. He said it in his little Peggy earring.